You know, this is exciting. I think there's something really special about having a lot of the brethren here from Mexico visiting us. It feels really good to be able to have them up here. You know, they always want to be able to come up and see y'all. And, you know, they just always have to say, well, say hi to them for us, because they really want to get to know y'all, and it's really good to have so many of them here, and have them here speaking and everything. They're a real blessing, especially to me. They know me since I was a baby, and make fun of me for that. But I really am blessed by them, and I'm privileged to even have one of them as my father-in-law, my mother-in-law. They're here. And they're a blessing to me. You know, we can't be as lucky as Adam, who didn't have in-laws, but if you're going to have in-laws, I mean, it's good to have some good ones. So I thank the Lord for that. They really are a blessing to me. And, hey, it's weird. I actually enjoy my in-laws. But that's good. I'm going to be reading in Genesis chapter 15. Well, I'd like to have a word of prayer before we read. Dear Father, we come before you, Lord, in awe of who you are and what you've done for us, Lord. We can't cease to give you enough thanks and praise, Lord. And we just come here before you tonight and ask that you would work among us, Lord, that you would move, that you do this through your word, and that you would stir our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us, and I pray that you would just have your free will here tonight, Lord. We look for you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 says, "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." You know, reading this verse actually is quite interesting, because I think the timing is a little strange to me, the timing of this. It seems like the words that the Lord says to Abram, he says, "Fear not." I think, you know, to me, there were better times to have told him this. Fear not. At this moment, he wasn't a very fearful man, it doesn't seem. But he had his times when he went through some fear, right? Lying about, I mean, his wife, and not wanting to tell the king because he feared his life. And it would seem like the Lord would tell him in those times, hey, don't fear. But no, the Lord comes to him, and what just happened, he says, after these things, what just happened is, if you remember, There were nine kings who just fought a battle, and four kings overcame the five kings, and they took Lot with them. I mean, they actually captured Lot. And so Abram, when he hears this, he just gets up, grabs his men, and goes out to battle and rescues Lot. And I mean, he didn't seem like he had a whole lot of fear at this moment. He seemed like a very confident man. He seemed like he had a whole lot of strength and faith in the Lord. And yet in this moment he says, Abram, fear not. That's interesting to me. But he says, Abram, fear not. You know, fear is a harmful thing. Fear is something that can hinder you. In simple things, even just, we were talking about learning languages. You're trying to learn language, and the reason many can't learn languages is, and the reason it's so hard is because we fear messing up, and we don't like that feeling, and we fear what other people are going to think, and so because of that fear, we can't learn languages so easily, like children can, because they just don't have no fear of messing up. They say things wrong all the time, and they just keep going through it. How about if you're full of fear when you're starting a business, it's going to be very hard. I mean, fear is something that can stunt your growth. Fear can actually hinder you from accomplishing your goals. And it's the same thing when it comes to the work of the Lord. Fear can hinder you. Fear can hinder this church. If we're going to fear, then we may be hindered in a lot of ways. Doing God's work requires courage. We have to set fear aside. And that's why so many times we see the Lord encouraging and saying, hey, don't fear. He comes upon and says, hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And he says, fear not. You're gonna present yourself among Caesar. Don't fear. He has to tell us, don't fear, because it requires us to have courage and not to be fearful to be able to say the things that we have to say. And we need to put aside the spirit of fear. And it's so amazing how fear is so easy to get into our hearts. How easy it is to fear. And fear is something that we all suffer. And I mean, the truth is that fear can be very extreme sometimes. It's like, why are you so afraid? And yet you can have fear of everything. Pantophobia. You're afraid of everything. You're just constantly living in fear. And that happens. We fear so many things. We fear other people's thoughts. Yeah. I mean, really, it's something that really doesn't really exist. It's just their thoughts. It's in their mind. It's their opinion. But we're so fearful of that it hinders us from doing things to accomplish God's goals. We're so full of fear. But we haven't been given the spirit of bondage to fear. We should be putting fear aside and getting full of courage to do the work of the Lord. And we need to be reminded constantly, don't fear. Even in times that we may think, hey, we're doing good, we still need to be reminded, hey, don't fear. Don't fear. It has to be constantly a reminder to us. Don't fear. And if we're full of fear, we end up not doing anything at all. That's what happens. We end up not doing anything at all because of fear. And you know what I've noticed is that our fear is caused by a lack of faith. That's what Christ told the disciples. Why are y'all afraid? Oh, you have little faith. Why are you so fearful? It's because you don't have faith. And here the Lord reminds Abram, and I think we need to have this reminder constantly, of the reason we don't have to fear. And if we can put fear aside, we can accomplish the goals that God has for us. These reminders, He gives him two reminders that will drive fear away. And we can go on to do God's work with courage. What did he say? He says, Abram, fear not, I am thy shield. I am thy shield. If he is your shield, you have no reason to be afraid. Now you got to ask yourself, is he your shield? You got to consider, there's only one person, there's only one thing that really deserves fear. And that's God. God, Jesus tells us, he says, don't fear man. What can they do to you? They can kill your body. And that's not even something you should fear. He says you should fear God. Why? Because he has power to destroy both body and soul in hell. That's what you should fear. So you got to ask yourself, do you have the Lord on your side? Are you in Jesus Christ? Because that's what you should fear. You should fear the Lord. That's the only thing that you should fear. And if he's on your side, then you don't have anything to fear. How can you live without fear? That's get the one person who should be feared on your side, and you have nothing else to fear. Amen. If the Lord is for us, who can be against us? You know, if we talk about fear and not fearing, all these verses pop into our mind. And yes, if we have the Lord on our side, then we have nothing to fear. And we have to be reminded about that. Because the disciples had to be rebuked because they were afraid. Why were they afraid? Jesus Christ was right there. He was right there. That's what he's saying. Why are y'all afraid? I'm right here with y'all. Y'all have nothing to be fearful of. And yet we're afraid. And the Lord had to rebuke them. Now that's interesting. The Lord rebuked them. He didn't say, oh, poor guys, come here, let me give you a hug. I mean, if we were as strong and if we gave the strong words, hard sayings that Christ said, boy, we wouldn't have a whole lot of people. I mean, even the people we have would be gone, I think. I mean, the Lord could have been very nice and had a whole big, great following instead of just having, you know, 120 people after his resurrection meeting. But he was strong, and he gave what needed to be said. And he had to rebuke the disciples because they were afraid. And they needed to be rebuked because in the future, they had to wake up to this reality, and they had to wake up that, hey, if he's on our side, then we can do whatever he wants us to do. And we don't have to live in fear. And they had to go up against a whole lot of things that were very scary. And, you know, a lot of times, the reason why we are not getting anything done, the reason why we are not accomplishing much is because we are just simply afraid. We have fear. And our fear is hindering us from accomplishing goals. That's all it is, that's all there is to it. There's so many failures because of fear in our lives. And we got to get rid of that. We got to get rid of that fear. You know, if we're so full of fear right now, I'm wondering if things get worse, how are we going to get more, or how are we going to accomplish more? I mean, things can get worse very quickly. And if we're so full of fear right now, when things aren't even that bad, when all we have to worry about are people's thoughts, how are we going to act when we actually have to fear what people can actually do to us or may do to us? Why are we so full of fear? We have nothing to be afraid of. Because he says, I am your shield. The Lord is our shield. We have nothing to be afraid of. Thank you, Lord. But you know, if you drive away fear, you live in faith, you're confident in the Lord because he's the one that is backing you. He's the one that is behind you. And you accomplish victories because you have faith in the Lord and your fears away. Then you get victories. And there's another danger that comes with that, is that you can begin to be prideful in your victories. Couldn't Abraham of easily started to get kind of high-minded, thinking, wow, I just defeated four armies. I just went and rescued the, you know, Lot. He could have easily started getting full of pride. I don't know. I don't know if that was the case. I don't know if he was maybe fearful or worried about retribution. I don't know what the case was, but the Lord said, hey, fear not. I am your shield. We need to be reminded, I am your shield. We need to be reminded why and how we get our victories. Who's behind us? It's because he's our shield. It's because he's with us. That's where our victories come from. So even in victories, we need to be reminded of this. Don't fear. He's your shield. He's your strength. He's the reason you have what you have and you are what you are. And that's why the spiritual have to approach different situations with a spirit of meekness. Because he's the one that's our shield. But he says, fear not, I am thy shield. But he says, fear not, because I'm not only your shield, I am your exceeding great reward. Which is interesting. I can understand very easily why we shouldn't fear, because we're thinking of God as our shield, and so he can protect us from whatever there is to come. I mean, if somebody comes down, you know, and they're threatening you with a bat, I'm going to beat you up if you preach the gospel here. We can, you know, have confidence, well, the Lord is my shield. And that gives us confidence not to fear what that man can do to us. But how is knowing that the Lord is our exceeding great reward going to help us with fear? Well, there it may be that the not all fears are these physical dangers that we're in. But fears that our mind just produces, maybe of what is uncertain. We're fearful of the future. We're fearful of things that we don't know what's going to happen. And not so much that we're going to get hurt physically, but just fearful of simple future things that we don't know what's going to happen. Abraham seems like he was dealing with something because he didn't have a son. And he says, well, I don't have a son. And he could be fearful of that future. And the Lord says, don't fear. I am thy exceeding great reward. Now, it's like I said, it's interesting because Abram already knew this. We look back in chapter 14, verse 22 says, and Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. He knew where his reward came from. He wasn't expecting some man to provide for him, to make him rich. He didn't even want that idea to come across to anybody. He wanted to be known that he had his faith in the Lord. And he knew who was the one who rewarded him. The Lord. But the Lord still reminded him, I am thy exceeding great reward. It's very easy for us to take our eyes off of the Lord. It's easy for us to start looking and living by our eyesight and not by faith. And we need to be reminded constantly. He says, I am thy exceeding great reward. We need to know, like Abraham knew, and be reminded where our reward comes from. Our reward comes from the Lord. If we seek reward from men, then we're going to get ourselves in a lot of trouble. We don't need to, we should not compromise truths for man's approval, or man's money, or having more numbers, or recognition, having a following. And yet that's what happens when we start looking for man's reward. When we start looking for things that we want to receive, things that we think we ought to receive, things that we want. And we're not just trusting in whatever the Lord is ready to reward us with. We're not just trusting in his reward. We're looking for man's reward, and we're willing to do whatever it takes to get those rewards. Even compromising the truth. Because we need to be reminded constantly, he says, I am thy exceeding great reward. Our reward comes from the Lord. And we should have our eyes fixed on that. if you're seeking His reward, then you can live by faith and do exactly what He wants you to do and just have confidence that He's going to remember your labor.
Yes.
And He's going to reward you for that. But He says here, He says, I am thy exceeding great reward. Which is striking. Because we need to be reminded that He is. He is. Not what He has to, He's giving us. Not the things He's offering us. He is our exceeding great reward. Do we not ever forget that? Do we not have to be reminded of this? He is our exceeding great reward. That's why Paul can say, I've learned that in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I can be content in whatsoever state I'm in. Even in the state of New York, I can be content. Why? Why can you be content in whatsoever state you're in? Because you have the Lord. And that is your reward. He is your reward. He is. Our exceeding great reward is not seeing churches established, even seeing souls saved, getting all these experiences. Those are good. Those are just extras. That is not the full thing. That is not the complete. He is the complete thing. You know, it's very easy for us to start getting and complaining, you know. Well, you know, we invest so much in these people, and then they don't even say thank you. We do so much, and we work so hard, and they don't even appreciate us. And it's so easy for us to lose strength when we set our eyes on that. On even rewards that we would expect to have. Souls being saved and churches established. And we can get down thinking, boy, I did all this work and I don't even have anything. And the Lord has to remind us, hey, what are you looking for? I'm right here. It's me. You have me.
Amen.
I am your exceeding great reward. It's me. We're all interested about heaven. Oh man, I wonder what the streets of gold are like. I wonder what the mansions are. I wonder about all these things in heaven. But hey, that's not it. That's not what it's about. It's about Him. We have Him. He is our exceeding great. Just thinking about that is what motivates us to love Him, to please Him, to seek Him, to serve Him. It's because we want Him and we are fine with Him. We have an exceeding great reward just in Him. We don't need anything else to be content. You think about heaven and, you know, what I just really love is sitting around a group of people who know the Bible and just listening to them talk. And the wisdom that they have, and just opening up the scriptures. I mean, I just love that. And boy, you know, we're around a bunch of people that you know, in my eyes, I love them, and I love hearing them explain the Word of God. But they're just people, and they don't even know everything. And what I think about is, man, I just want to hear the Lord explaining things to me. That's going to be great. That's what I want. I just want to be around Him. I just want to sit around Him and listen to Him. I want to listen to Him talk to me. That's our exceeding great reward. It's Him. And we need not to forget that. And if we have our focus and we remind ourselves of these things, then we can just put fear aside. How are you going to live? How are you going to get through? You know, hey, going to the mission field, you may have a whole lot of fears and thoughts and doubts about it. What's going to happen? Who's going to support? Who's going to, and we think, oh, well, maybe I have to go on deputation and do all these things. But hey, why? Why so fearful? He's our reward. And He's the one that rewards us. And He's the one that takes care of us. We don't have to live in fear. But just that preaching and talking and talking to people, and there's so many fears involved, we don't have to fear. He's our shield. And if we have these two things in mind, if we keep our eyes on Him and we're focused on Him, we can put fears aside. And when we put fears aside, we can accomplish things. Amen. If we put our fears aside and we stop being so fearful, just sitting back, not talking. You know, it's like you know, the guys that want to go up to a girl and talk to her, but she's pretty, and so they just sit fearful in the back. And, oh, man, what are we going to do? Oh, I can't. Oh, and they just can't do it. And another guy that just, you know, he just doesn't have fear, goes up, and he gets her. It's like, hey, what happened there? Put fear aside. There's things to be won, things to be had, goals to accomplish. And the fears that we have are going to hinder us from getting those. So we have to put these away. We need to remind ourselves, fear not, because He is our shield and He is our exceeding great reward.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.